Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
We see the news that teen vaping's on the rise, but teens see something else. Internet videos that talk up fun flavors and downplay the dangers of nicotine. How can parents talk so kids will listen? Use facts. One, nicotine can rewire teens' brains. Two, it can make kids more anxious. Three, changes to the brain can be permanent. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to StopsWithMe.com for more. A program of TSET.
Well, live cattle pushed to new highs for the move, keeping the uptrend solidly intact. However, October did not close the chart gap. That may be accomplished later today with the potential for further support stemming from stronger cash trade. A few cattle traded yesterday in the north at $4 higher. We believe cash trade could begin later today here in our part of the country. And this increases the resolve of feedlots to hold out for higher prices. Packers look like they're willing to pay more as slaughter pace is brisk. And they don't have many cattle contracted. After nearly retesting the contract high, October hogs turned tail and ran. As selling pressure increased and prices declined, stops were triggered, resulting in the market pancaking lower. The selling was more technical in nature rather than fundamental, and the pattern of higher cash on Tuesday remained intact, with the National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showing an increase of $13.58. This was a large increase, but there could be more later today. September Kansas City wheat's trading up 4 cents. Minneapolis is up for September 3¾ cents early. Fairly timid start to the day as prices have been caught in a narrow sideways trading range the past 6 weeks. And according to Reuters and other sources, five more ships carrying grain left Ukraine yesterday, and the traffic appears to not be moving more consistently. Late Tuesday, the Wall Street Journal reported the U.S. Agency for International Development will fund $68 million to buy 150,000 metric tons of wheat from Ukraine for UN's World Food Program. December corn is down about a penny early today, a quiet start after 2 days of lower as traders react to this week's milder temperatures and beneficial rains in the western corn belt. This morning's weather map is mostly dry. Chances for moderate rain amounts into eastern North Dakota and Minnesota over the next 3 days. And November soybeans are about 7 cents higher early today as well. We're going to check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Livestock futures, October live cattle up 187, 145.67. December up 147, 151.20. September feeder cattle up 247, 185.47. October up 247, 188.02. October hogs down $4, 96.57. Kansas City wheat, September down 11 cents, 871¾. December down 11¾ at 873¼. Chicago wheat, September down 14¾, 786. December's down 15 cents, 802¾. September corn down 15¾, 611. December's down 18 cents at 610¼. September soybeans down 39¾, 1454¼. November's down 31¼, 1381.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.